Vayter in Shas. We are on Daf Nuntes, picking up on Nun Chesama Beis by the bottom of the page. Three lines up from the bottom, next part of the Mishnah. Once again, the shir is dedicated to Eloi Nishmas Zecharia Shimon Ben Rav Yitzchak and Neshama Shav and Aliyah. Okay, let's begin. So, Nisarmelu Onisgarshu. Last part of the Mishnah said that if this, what happens is that you have this woman, goes and marries a Kohen, but then become Nisarmelu Onisgarshu, they become almanos, their husbands die, or they get divorced. Now, what is the situation? Says the Gemara, Bo minei Rav Chia bar Yosef meir Shmuel. Okay, but ask, Kohen Gadol, Shakidesh as a katana. We're going to see that a Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a very specific person. Who is he allowed to marry? He's only allowed to marry what's called a katana, Kitana or a Naira. That means up until the age of 12 years and 6 months. Before 12 years old, she's called a Kitana. Once she reaches 12 years old, then she's called a Naira. And that is until she's 12 and a half years old, a Bogaris, and he's not allowed to marry a Bogaris. So the question is, what happens if he goes ahead? And also, she has to be a virgin. That we're going to see. She has to be a Basula. He does Kiddushin on a Kitana. He does the first step of the Kitana. And she becomes a Bogaris while under his jurisdiction, under his domain. In the meantime, says Rashi, Bimei Erisin, V'koin Gadol Osir B'Bulgaris Kedamina Masisa. We're going to see on in a moment, when we turn the page on the test of the Mishnah, U'mitzvasa B'Kitana O'Benaira. So what happens if she becomes, in the meantime, before he does Nisuin? Beep, turn the page. Daf Nun Tes. Ma'u Watzalacha. Essentially, is he allowed to finish it off? Rashi says, L'kotcha Mishabagra Olo. Is he allowed to go ahead and finish it off now, or is he not allowed to? Do we go according to the Nisuin, which is the final step of the marriage, or do we go according to Erisin Azlinan? In other words, do we say that this Kicha, Rashi says, Basar Kicha de Erisin Azlinan, Visharyale, because he already did it, and he already took her by Erisin, or Basar Nisuin Azlinan, and that's going to be when we say that she's got to be this before the stage of Bogaris, and once it becomes a Bogaris, therefore it's going to be Usher to him. Amar Le Yishmael comes and he says, Tinisua, we learned it from our Mishnah. Earlier in the Mishnah said, if this girl wasn't allowed to go to marry a Kohen, ends up going and marries her and becomes an Almana or a Grusha, if it's from Nisuin, then Psulos. In other words, if he came along and married and was a straight up a full on marriage, then it's going to be Aser. But if it was from the state of Erisin, then it is Kosher. Says Rashi, when it says Mina Erisin is Ksheiros Alma, what do we see? Bipsul Kahuna Basa Nisuin Azan. We go according to Nisuin. Midalo Pasil Almana Shinis Arsa Lakoin Gadolamase. We're not going to passel her if she was only in the state of Erisin. Oh, so what do you see? That it goes according to Nisuin, in which case, if she became a Bulgaris in the meantime, he's not allowed to finish off the marriage. Sorry, you're stuck. Amalei, he says back. L'shavya chalala l'kami ba'ilei. I wasn't asking whether she's considered a chalala, because we know chalala only happens at the time when there's a relationship which is not okay with the Kohen or with the Kohen Gadol. Say Kohen Gadol to Almana or Kohen Hedyo to a Grusha. That relationship is not okay. But the only time she's going to become a chalala is if they had nisuin, but not before that. That I'm not asking. The biyahi, the meshavi chalala, that I know. Kikam ebayli, what was I asking? I wanted to know, when it says in the Torah about a Kohen Gadol, it says, v'hu isha bibsuleha yikach, that the Kohen Gadol has to take a wife bibsuleha when she's still a bsula. My, what does that mean? Yikach, to take. Kicha di kidushin ba'inan? Is it talking about a time of kidushin or kicha di nisuin ba'inan? Amalei says back, Hanami Tinizu. That's also a Mishnah that we're going to see later on, Bezer Hashem, tomorrow. Eras es almana v'nis mana lios Kohen Gadol. Let's say you have a case of a Kohen who does Erisin with an almana, and then he became the Kohen Gadol. Now we know a Kohen is allowed to marry a woman who is an almana, who lost her husband. She died. Reuven's married to Rachel. Reuven dies. And now Shimon goes. He's allowed to... Why am I making things confusing over here? They're not even related. You know, Bob is married to Rachel, and Bob dies, and now Shimon comes along. He wants to marry. It's okay. He can marry. Cohen's allowed to marry an almana, but a Kohen Gadol's not allowed to. So what happens is he marries him with the almana, and then he gets appointed as a Kohen Gadol. Yichnos, he's allowed to go out, he's allowed to finish her off, he's allowed to marry her. What does that show you? That's a raya that says it comes according to the Erisin is where the issue comes up, but not by Nisuin. Rashi says, Alma basa Erisin as we go according to Erisin. As Gemara, not a raya. Shiny awesome. That case is different. You know why? Because the Torah says, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, it says, Yikach Isha. Right, to read you the whole pasuk, the pasuk says, Almana Ugrusha Vechalala Zona. Es elo lo yikach ki em besula me'amav yikach isha. Right, so it's what is it telling you? That he can only take a besula, take as a wife. Why does it say a lashon of take her as a wife? What's it coming to tell you? It's coming to say that there are times that he can take an amana as his wife, and that's talking about a Kohen Gadol can take an amana as his wife. And what does that mean? When he did erusin before he became the Kohen Gadol. So, in the case of a Kohen Gadol who's not allowed to marry a bogeres, there we don't say that that's going to be okay. So therefore, that maybe he's not allowed to go ahead and finish it off once she becomes a bogeres. So again, it's a different nekuda that's going on about him switching from being a Kohen Gadol to a Kohen Gadol, but a change in him, but not necessarily a change in her. So it says Gemara, Hachanami Ksiv Isha. But over here also, when it talks about the Kohen Gadol who can't marry Bogeres, it says Isha. It says Gemara, I don't understand, but Hachanami Ksiv Isha, it's saying Isha by this particular Kohen Gadol case, and maybe it's coming to therefore tell you that even this case he's allowed to do when she becomes a Bogeres, when he becomes a Kohen Gadol. So when he's a Kohen Gadol, and therefore we should say that that's coming to include such a case as well. It says Gemara, no, Achas V'lo Shtayim. We can't make two drushes here. That's just Terutza, this is the answer. Achas Yesh L'chal Rabbah V'lo Shtayim. You can't include two cases here. So it's not talking about a Kohen Gadol that he's allowed to take the Bogeres, but rather it's talking about a case of a guy who's a Kohen and he marries a woman who's not a Bogeres, right? And then he becomes a Kohen Gadol, and she was an Almana, that he's allowed to go ahead and he's allowed to finish it off. So it's going with my Royce. Why? Why are you including the Almana case when she's a Katana or a Naira and not including the case of a woman who then became a Bogeres? Maybe that's what we come to include. It says, no. Ha Ishtani Gufa. Ha Lo Ishtani Gufa. In the case of the Bogeres, she changed, right? Between the stages of Eris and Nisuin, she changed. Rashi says, Bogeres Nishtana Gufa Min Eris and Nisuin Almana Lo Nishtana. So there was no change. Ha Lo Nishtani Gufa, like we mentioned, and therefore that's why we should learn out the drasha that we did. Okay, Zuck, the next Heiliga Mishnah, which are Osios Neshama, let on fire and be connected. Here we go. Kohen Gadol lo yisa almana, bein almana min erisin, bein almana min yisuin. A Kohen Gadol, he's not allowed to marry in almana. I don't care what kind of almana we're talking about, whether it's an almana that came from erisin, just an engaged almana, and then she falls to him, or then she becomes an almana, or bein almana min esuin. Either way, v'lo yisus abogeres, he's not allowed to marry a bogeres. Rashi says pluktayu mefarish the Gemara. We're going to explain what exactly this. We're going to see machlokas in a minute, and it's going to be explained in the Gemara. So he's not allowed to marry a bogeres. Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon machshirim b'bogeres. They taka argue. They say that he is allowed to marry a bogeres. Another statement: v'lo yisa es mukas eitz. You're not allowed to marry a mukas eitz. That's talking about if a girl loses her basulim through wood, right? So what happens is she gets some sort of wound that causes her to now no longer be a basul, but not from somebody, but from something. Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Almana lo yikach. The full pasuk is, Vayomer Hashem, Vayomer Yehuda, wrong pasuk, sorry, the one right before that we mentioned, Almanu Grusha, right? So we say, then I'll let it go ahead. And the pasuk says, Lo Yikach, you can't take an Almana or a Grusha, no taking them. It's Bein Almana Min Eirsin, Bein Almana Min Eirsin. It says, Gar Pshita, obviously it says Almana, so you can't take it no matter what the status. Not because Ma'od Tama, you would have said, Leilif Almana Mitamar, let's make Xer Shava from Tamar. We know the story of Yehuda and Tamar. What happened is that Yehuda married his son, heir to Tamar, and then owning to Tamar, and it was full on Yisuin over there. And what happens over here? So Malaholim in Nisuin, and there was a Almana from Nisuin. So Afkanim in Nisuin, and that's where there's going to be a problem. Kamashvelan comes to tell you not like that. That's also for going out to be an Almana even from Erisin. Ve'imachanami says, "Well, hold on. Maybe we should say it's only from Nisuin and not from Erisin, based off this pasuk, this Gzereshava." Says, "Nah, it's Dumi the Grusha. We use the idea of Almana, which is similar to Grusha. Ma Grusha bein min the Erisin bein Nisuin, just like a Grusha, a coin." He's not allowed to go ahead and marry a Kohen Gadol. Can't marry a Grusha. I don't care if it's from Erisin or from Nisuin. Afamana bein min Erisin min Nisuin. So to an Almana, whether it's from Erisin or from Nisuin. Rashi says, "Dumi the Grusha. Grusha pshita le demistamehi. The less lach lechal lemelav kedil finning zer shava Almana." Right. So af Almana bein. Either way, it's going to be the same thing. Also, when it comes to Almana, I don't care what the case was. V'lo yisus the Bulgaris. He can't marry Bulgaris. But then we have machlokas of Elazar and Shimon say you are allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol. Is allowed to marry Bulgaris. Let's break it down. Tana Rabbanan, Vehu Isha Bibsulea Yikach. We have another pasuk saying about the Kohen Gadol that he has to go and take Vehu Isha Bibsulea Yikach. She's got to be a woman who has her basulim and that is allowed to go out, and that is allowed to take. Prat, what is it coming to exclude? Prat le bogeres shekolu la basuleha. This is excluding a bogeres, because a bogeres, she loses a little bit of her basula, but that means they become a little bit weaker than they were. Divrei Rabbi Meir, as I gazakt, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshim Bogeres. No, they say that it's mutter. Why? But my community, what exactly is a machlokas? Rabbi Meir Savar, he says, Besula, afilo mixes besula mashma. He says, Besula, it means even a little bit of a besulem, that also is going to be a problem, is problematic. Besuleha, but when it says that, what's it telling you? Because you would have thought, Besula, afilo mixes besulem. Let me make this more clear. I think it was clear what I just said. Well, what it means is, and Rashi explains, besula is iavaksiv besula yikach. Then mixas besula mashma means even if there's a little besulam left, v'hav yomishterei, then it would be mutter b'bogeres, because she has a little bit of besulam left. So hashlei dechsiv besuleha mitzar b'bogeres to mashma d'rina kol besula. Now says the Gemara, besuleha is adika kol besula. It's got to have all of them. And if you don't have all of them, then he's not allowed to marry her. Bibsuleha, when it has the lashon of not just besuleha but bibsuleha. What's it coming to tell you? That means bikidarka in shalo kidarka lo. Only if she loses her basulim kidarka, that's going to be also for him. But shalo kidarka, if there was a relationship shalo kidarka, not the normal way from behind, then she's not going to be also to a kohen gadol. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Sarva, they hold basula basula shlema mashma. When it says the word basula, it means a basula shlema. That Rashi explains, Iyav kasev besula shlema, then mashma, even if it said besula, then shlema mashma, mitzvah bogeres, then it would be taka aser. Hashad chsev besula, I feel the mixes besula mashma, the rabbis bogeres, it's a glue bogeres, which is good, says Gemara, that besula shlema mashma, besulev, I feel the mixes besula, even if there's a little bit left, then that is going to be mutter for him. Bibsula, when it says bibsula, adding the bays over there, until all of her virginity is still intact, meaning to say, which means, according to him, if it's lo kidarka, then he's not allowed to be with her. But if she's a bogeres, you are allowed to be with her. A kohen gadol, that is. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, to say they agree, nivala shalo kedarka, if there was a bi shalo kedarka, then psula kahuna, then it's aser for it to be with a kohen. Rashi explains it's talking about a kohen gadol. Shemetzuva ala basula. Ava lehedyot afilu kedarka kshera. Ve'in zona ela hanivelas le'asurla. Le'asurla. She's allowed to marry a regular kohen if it's lo kedarka. And even if it's kedarka, she can marry a regular kohen, because the issue of zona only applies to someone who was with a woman who was with a man who she's usher to marry, not a woman who did something just stam, as I gazokt Rashi. In fact, the Gemara Masiv Rava. Rava comes along on the attack. Velosi Elisha. We're going to go into a circumstance right now, situation, which we're going to have to build up to the question over here. But the situation we're talking about is Venasan Isha Shochev Ima Lavia Naira Chamishim Kasav. We're talking about a man who goes out and takes advantage of a woman. And what you have to do is you have to give the father 50 shekel and she gets married, marries her. Why? You can't send her out all your days. Now, what are we talking about over here? Masav Rava. Velo Yisiya Leisha. They have to go and take her as a wife. Beisha Reuyalo. But it's talking about only a woman who is ra'oi for him, that he's fitting to be able to take as a wife. Prat, what's it coming to exclude? La'almana l'koin gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'koin hedyot. If it's an almana who took advantage of a koin gadol took advantage of almana, who he can't be with, or grusha or a koin hedyot took advantage of a grusha or a grusha or a chalutza. Such a circumstance, not, says Rashi, that prat la'almana min erisin v'zeh ma'anis koin gadol hu. Or we're talking, right, so what does that mean? We're talking about a case of an almana from Erisin that was ma'anis from a kohen gadol, or a grusha chalutza from Erisin and with a kohen hedyot who. In such a case, nothing doing. Heichi dami. Now the Gemara wants to know, hold on 1 second. Heichi dami, what exactly is the situation over here? Elaim ebe kedarka, if you want to say that the relationship that happened over here was kedarka, and it was had a relationship with the woman in a manner which is normal, then ma'ir mishum almana. Why are you saying that the issue over here is because kohen gadol tu'ad almana? Typically mishum nahavi le be'ula. Say because she's a be'ula right now. Rashi says, "V'tanya l'kama." We're going to see it on the base. Anusas atzmo, an onus of himself. In other words, he's the one who did it. The mafutas atzmo, if he raped or seduced a woman by himself, lo yisa, he can't go and marry her because now she's no longer a basula. So that's the reason why. Why are you saying that the reason is because of almana? Typically, mishum the havila beula. El alav must. We were talking about the case of shalol kedarka, that it was done via shalol kedarka, mishum almana, and therefore it's almana, yes, and mishum beula, lo. But not because of beula. Kum tochois, what comes out of here? When Rav said before that a kohen gadol is not allowed to be with a woman who is via shalol kedarka, it seems to be not like that over here. So we say that what? That a woman who did lo kedarka with the kohen gadol is still not a problem to marry kohen gadol. Beep, turn the page. Nuntes of a base. Hamani says, Gemara, nah, what do you come as a kasha on Rav for that? That's not Rav. Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir. Right? Because who says what? That Bia Shalom Kedarka is okay with the Kohen Gadol. The Rav, the Amar, Kirebi Elazar. In other words, the Kohen Gadol let him marry a woman who had Bia Shalom Kedarka is still considered like she has a Besula. And Virav, Damak Rabbi Lazar, he also Rabbi Lazar, who said Abiyah Shalom Kedarka is going to mess up a woman from being involved with a Kohen Gadol. Frank the Gemara, really? You're telling me Rav holds a Rabbi Lazar? Igor Rabbi Lazar, Mayariya Mishim Ba'ula, why are you saying that the reason is because of Ba'ula? That's the issue over here. He can't be with this woman who he took advantage of. Typically, the Havi Lazona say the reason why he's not a beer is because she is now called a Zona, says Rashi Vafila Kohen Hejitasura. She went also even to a regular Kohen. The Ha'amar Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar holds. Rashi says the Kamam Rapirkan of Sabachalfun Vesu tomorrow Bezer Hashem. He holds that Panoy Abala Panuya Shalol Shem Ishus as Ozona. If you have a single person has a relationship with another single person, and it's not for the sake of Ishus, this makes this woman into a Zona. Amar Rav Yosef. So we go and we explain this a little bit differently. Amar Rav Yosef, Kigon Shenivala Behema. What was Rav talking about when he says that's Lo Kedarka, that it's gonna mess her up to a Kohen Gadol? He's talking about when she was with an animal, and it was an animal that did it lo kedarka. The hasam, you know, animal comes upon a woman, lo kedarka. The hasam mishum beula ika, because in such a case, now she is no longer called a beula in reference to the way that they understand this, even lo kedarka. Mishum zona leka, but there's no issue of zona here. Rashi says, "Delfinal kaman mishmaisa." We're going to learn ein znus lebehema. We don't have an issue of znus when it comes to an animal. Rekha the Gemara, come and knock this out. Amalei Abai says, "One second, mimanavshach, I beula havya zona nami havya." If being a relationship with this animal, if she is called a beula, then she's also called a zona. These things go hand in hand. V'zona havya, and if you zona lo havya, you're going to say that she's not a zona. So then ba'ula nami lo havya, it's not considered like a ba'ula, so she's still a basula. As she says, imke in lav biyahi. I feel a kohen gadol tishrei, she should be mutter into kohen gadol. And don't try to knock me off by saying v'chitem. And if you want to say that a woman who has biyah shalo kedarka, she's not a zona, and she's also considered a basula, but even Kozed starts to be with the Kohen Gadol. Mida dahavia amukas eitz shelo kedarka. And she becomes like a case of mukas eitz, where the wood goes along and injures her in a certain way, but injures her in a lo kedarka way. Right? Rabbi Lazar in our Mishnah said that Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be with a woman who's mukas eitz. And we're now, hypothesizing that a woman who has a matzav where there's a lo kedarko mukas eitz situation is going to be considered mukas eitz. Im kain ein lecha isha shikshir lekuna. That's the case. You'll never have a woman who's kashya to go ahead and marry a kohen. Why? Because shelo nasas mukas eitz al yedei tsror. The way they used to wipe themselves when they went to the bathroom is used to use a rock to do that. Asha shalkinuach besakise, they would wipe themselves, and shelo kedarko would go ahead and cause some sort of stuff going on over there, like a mukas eitz situation. And they wouldn't be allowed to marry anyone then. So obviously we're not talking about that's considered that. So like we're saying over here, and therefore she's going to be usher. That don't bring that up. That doesn't fit over here. It wouldn't make any sense. It wouldn't be able to marry anyone. So again, the question is that don't say that we're going to be mukas eitz. Rather, she is because she's a ba'ula. So if she's a ba'ula, why isn't she also called a zona? These things seem to go hand in hand. Elam or Abzira, we could find a case of a woman who has Bia Shalom Kedarka, and she's considered a Ba'ula and going to be usher to the coin, but not considered a Zona. How is that? How could she be a Ba'ula without a Zona? Rashi says, Mishkachas la, laha derav, alibid rabbi lazar, dahavi Ba'ula, velo Zona, shibula lo Zona, velo almana, velo grusha. She's not a mal, she's not a grusha. What's that? Beketana Yisoma. We're going to read in Rashi, and we'll read in the Gemara. We're dealing with a ketana, a young girl, in which she's less than 12 years old, and she's a yesoma, she doesn't have a father, and she ends up getting married off by her brother or by her mama. And what happens then? That's a kiddushin derabanan. She's a Ketani Yisoma Nisis Labal Ubaal Kadaka. Their relationship Shalok Kadaka. Mion Abo. And then she goes, she does Mion, where she rejects the Kiddush later on. The Einkam Psul's Nus. There's no Znus over here. Ve'almanos ve'gerishin. There's no almanos. There's no almana here. No one died. No divorce. Vashmein and Rav. The Ishkan Psul. Ba'ula l'Kohen Gadol. But it's considered a Ba'ula to a Kohen Gadol. Says Rashi, it says Gemara, Elam Rabbi Zera, Bimma, and that's where we can find the case where she's not a Zona, she's not a Grusha, she's not an Almana, and yet still she is considered a Be'ula. And she can't be with a Kohen Gadol. So the original Kach we had on Rav was really not going within the world. When we brought that price, that wasn't about being Ma'ane, somebody having to marry in the 50 shekel. That wasn't going in the world of Rav. That was going in the world of Rabbi Meir. That's done. And then we had the Kach on Rav. And we said, oh, you're saying the Rav goes like Rabbi Lazar. Now we know that Rav had said that if it's Bishalo Katarka, it's considered like a Ba'ula. And then we asked, well, why are you saying it's a Ba'ula? Why don't we say it's a Zona? We tried answering, saying in the animal situation, that didn't work out. So we said, we're talking about Mima Enes, where she's not considered a Zona, but she is considered a Be'ula. Beautiful. Now we get back to some animal stuff here. Amar of Shimi Barchia, Nivala Lebehema, Kashera Lekahuna. If she gets bald by an animal, she's going to be kosher to the Kahuna. Rashi says, Kashera Lekahuna, feel the coin Gadol. The Mukas Eitz Ba'almehi, Uman Deshari B'Mukas Eitz Shari Ba'u. Whoever says Mukas Eitz is okay, is going to say this is okay as well. Tanya Me'achi, if a bride comes to support, this is also, and that is Nivala L'mish, Eino Ish, if she goes ahead and she gets taken advantage, she gets relationsized. Let's say there's a bia from someone who's not an Ish, who's not a person. Meaning, says Rashi, a behema, afa, pisha, beskila, even though there's a chiv of skila here, right? Obviously, we're talking about a case where there was a sura. Rashi says, imish edim asura, there are witnesses, she was warned, hecha deleka edim asura, ksher lakuna, she's going to be kasher. Avisha beskila, ksher lakuna, she's still going to be kasher lakuna if there were no witness over there. Okay, ki asura of dimi amar. He said, Maisa Bariva Achas Bihislu. There was a story about a particular woman in a place called Hislu. Rashi says, Hashem Makom. Shaisa Mechabedes Esabai. She was going and she was sweeping up the house. Rava Kelev Kufri Mechara. And there was a dog that came. Rashi says, Klovim Gedolim Shetzadim Behem Chayos. They would trap animals. Mechara Shalokadaka. Dikadaka Logara Mimukas Eitz. But came from behind and had his way with her. Now we're talking about over here, again, these animals were like hunting animals, and he had his way. V'chshir Rebbe Lekuna, and Rebbe said, it's kosher Lekuhuna. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Ula Kohen Gadol, also to a Kohen Gadol. She's allowed to be with a Kohen Gadol. Frek the Gemara, just a logistical question here. B'mei Rebbe Kohen Gadol Mi'ava, was there Kohen Gadol in the times of Rebbe that he's saying that? He's going to know what it means. Is Ela Ula Kohen Gadol, if there would have been, she would still be Roy to be with a Kohen Gadol. Yes, there was no Kohen Gadol, but it's fine. Amar Lei Rava Mi Parzakia L'Ravashi, he says, Minaha Milsa Dami Rabbanan. Where do I know the things that the Rabbanan say? Ein's Nus L'Behema, that there's no Zus, Nus, when it comes to a Behema. The Chesiv, the Pasuk says, Lo Savi Estan Zono Mechir Kelev. You're not allowed to go and bring, let's say you have a person who goes ahead and is with a Zona, and he pays this woman with some sort of goods, or that is known as Estnan Zona. That's the stuff that's used in order to go out and pay for the relationship. Or Mechir Kelev, or let's say someone used something to get a dog, to buy a dog, some sort of animal to buy a dog. So the animal for this, no, so animal for the dog, you can't go and use that and bring it now as a carbon. That's not allowed. Utanan, and we have another Mishnah that says, Estnan Kelev or Mechir Zona Mutarin. Again, to clarify, the previous statement was, Estnan Zona is, I can't, if I used an animal to pay for the services of a woman, or I used an animal to buy a dog, that can't be used. Utanan Estnan Kelev, but let's say I use an animal in order to have a Zona sleep with a dog, right? Or I have Mechir Zona, I gave some sheep for that relationship, or I... Rashi said, well, most of Rashi brings down from Sota is that Hoysalo Shivcha Zona. I had a maidservant that was a Zona, Vechlifa Betleh, and I exchanged her for a sheep. That animal that's used is now allowed to be brought as a carbon. Shenemar Gam Shnehem. Pasuk says, Lo Savi Estan Zona Mechir Kele Beis Hashem Elokecha Lechol Neder. Don't forget there's a Neder. Ki Toavas Hashem Elokecha, it's a Toeva. Gam Shneim, both of them. Then what does that mean? Shneim Lo Arba. Only two of these types are considered a problem that you're not allowed to bring as carbonos, but not four of them. And if you say that a woman sleeping with a dog is considered Znus, if that's considered as considered znus, so then you wouldn't be able to go ahead and use it as a carbon. The fact that you're able to use it as a carbon must be that it's not considered znus for a person to be with an animal. We can say it's a mutter, but it's not considered znus. Tana Rabbanan, Anusas Atzmo, Ufutus Atzmo, Lo Yisa. So we spoke about this in Rashi. He says that if a Kohen Gadol go ahead and he violates a woman, he seduces her, he rapes her, writes, if it's Atzmo, Ufutus Atzmo, Lo Yisa, he can't go ahead, he's not allowed to be, he's not a marrier. Rashi says, Kohen Gadol, Dechsev Besula, Beshas Likuchin, Tia Besula, the time you take her, she's the Besula. Vim Nasoi, Vim Nasoi, but if he does marry her, then the marriage is, works. Anusas Chavero, if you have a case of somebody goes ahead and seduces a woman, Mufutas Chavero, he rapes her, he seduces a woman, Lo Yisa, I'm not allowed to go and marry that woman, Vimnasa, and if I did, then Rabbi Elazar, or if someone else does, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Havlad Chalal, the Vlad is considered a Chalal, the Chachamim Omerim, Havlad Kasher, they say, no, the kid is Kasher, as we're going to get into that. So Chalal means it's not going to be with a Kohen anymore, and Chachamim say, no, the Vlad is going to be kosher. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and continue with this Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.